Hello, fellow Christians. Redeem the time. It's the only thing we have. Redeem the time because the time is short. And today is part of that time. And today's the day of salvation. Every single minute, realize you do have an enemy that's trying to kill you, steal from you, destroy you. He absolutely hates you. But he looks good. He comes as an angel of light. And he comes through pleasure. There's sin in pleasure. There's pleasure in sin. But it's only for a season, a short season. So it does have a time frame where that sin seems great. You love it. The bait gets thrown out. The bait gets thrown out. The bait gets thrown out until one day, the Lord says, well, your time is up. And you get judged. And you fell for the bait and you fell for the lie. And whatever you've been given, it's supposed to be put to use. The Lord says not to put your light, and the only light we truly have is the light of Jesus living in our hearts. Don't put a bushel over it. Use it. Use it in your daily walk. Use it as you're dealing with other people. Use it in your personal life. Use the light. The light lives within you. I want to read a couple of verses. Ephesians 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. I believe there's a little bit of a secret in here. First of all, this is past tense if you are a Christian. Wherein in time past, here we go about time. Past, you walked, in other words, you lived, you were directed by, you adhered to, you walked according to the course of this world. What's the course of this world? Everything you could see, taste, touch, smell, and hear. Your five sense realm, your selfish realm. What's in it for me? Me, me, me. It's all about me, my family, the things I own. Me, selfishness, course of this world, the things that make us feel good, sensuality, lusts, the things that attack us, temptations. These are all things that are in this world. And that's how we did walk until the Lord delivered us from that, opened our eyes, opened our ears, and now there's a fork in the road. Now we could choose which way we want to serve. Are you going to go with the temptation? You're going to go to wide gate? Are you going to try to please everybody? You don't want to make waves? Are you going to go the narrow way, where maybe you're the only one, but you know it's truth, because truth lives within you. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. This is very interesting. First of all, let's tear this apart a little bit. Walked according to the prince. That means there's a king somewhere. Isn't a prince a son? The prince. What's he the prince of? The power of the air. Particularly in these last days, gang. All this electricity that's just come about in the last 150 years, or at least since we believe it has. What happened? Everything is getting sent through the air. I'm talking to you through the air right now. There's a million YouTube stations on here. There's a million rumbles. There's millions of emails flying through the air. There's millions of texts going through the air. I don't know. Seems a little strange to me. There's something about this air. The frequencies. How about your words? From your mouth to somebody's ear. The frequencies and vibrations go through the air. How about when somebody's angry and you don't even have to say anything? You can walk in a room, you almost feel it. It's in the air. You could sense sorrow. You could feel the weight of depression. You could sense a spirit of heaviness, we're told in, I believe, Isaiah, of oppression. You don't even have to meet the individual. It's in the air. You meet somebody, you might never met him before. You feel like you've known the guy all your life. Everything's lighthearted and it's fantastic. In the air. Yeah. Let me read this again slowly. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, comma, according to the prince of the power of the air. The air has power. Everything is going through this air. This is why you're going to be judged by every idle word that comes out of your mouth. They've all gone through the air. The atmosphere. It's real, people. It's real. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit. Now we're told. So the prince, the power of the air, and the spirit, with a small s, are all tied in. That now, that's another time element now. That means right now, as I'm talking to you, works in the children of disobedience. You know, your fleshly mind, your logical, human, carnal mind, which is an enemy of God, is, are they really enemy of God? They're such nice people. If they've heard of Jesus and they don't confess him as Lord, yes. They are getting directed by a puppeteer. And the puppeteer is the power of the air, the prince of this world. You might not want to believe that, but that's what the Lord tells us. And why not? Number one, he tells us that the preaching of the gospel is foolishness to those who what? Don't believe. He tells us that the gate is narrow and few are going to find it. He tells us to live by faith and not by what we see. He tells us that the things that we see are temporal, but the things that we don't see are eternal. So when you use God's word, all of a sudden the foolishness of the world, that the world says is foolishness, makes sense based on his foundation. The children of disobedience. Now, what is disobedience? To me, it's when you get a conviction, or the Lord is telling you something, or your conscience in your soul, you know it's right or wrong. And you know what righteousness is, but you go against it. You disobey it. You go according to the world. You go according to the prince of the air. And many times you'll use your own logic to either forgive yourself or give yourself an excuse. As in, I'm not hurting anybody. As in, nobody sees me doing it. As in, I'll never get caught. Your own excuse, your own worldly excuses, as you put the snare around your neck. Gang, we are fighting principalities, powers, and here we have the word power. And the word power means authority. So this prince and its king has authority over the air. And we know that ultimately God's in charge of everything. He lets things go on occasion. I believe that's part of the free will experience. He told Paul. Paul said three times, man, Paul, I got this thorn in the flesh. Jesus said, basically, deal with it. Deal with it. My grace is sufficient. He told his own God, the Father, told Jesus, the man, Jesus Christ. Jesus begged basically three times, if there's any way, let this cup pass. The Father said, no, it can't. And we don't know what path the Lord's going to take us. Some are absolutely worldly blessed, we read in Hebrews 11. Others are actually sawed in half. It says in heaven, when we get to heaven, we'll see all the people that were beheaded for the sake of Christ. That's interesting. Beheadings mentioned in Revelation. So this prosperity message to me is solely based on the prosperity of salvation through the cross. And when you get a hold of that, you can gain contentment. You gain everything. You gain happiness, contentment, knowledge, wisdom. You gain it all by realizing the Lamb of God, who was God, conceived of the Holy Spirit, who is God, yet born of a woman, born under the law. In other words, had to deal with everything we do. Had to deal with the cold and the hot and the tiredness and everything you and I do. Yet without sin. Yet he spent many a night in prayer. He spent many a day fasting. Many times he would go out in the wilderness and pray all night and then preach all day. Yeah. He said that many times there wasn't even a place to lay his head. I'll start finishing up here. But let me read that verse one last time, and I'll go on to verse 4. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3, and I'll read 4. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh. People, before you are reborn, everybody comes into the world as a child of disobedience. All of us. If anybody came into the world a perfect child, there would have been no reason for Jesus Christ. It says, among whom also we, that's all of us, that's we. However, he is talking to the Christian church here in Ephesus. So he's talking to Christians here that have changed. They're no longer like this, but this is what they were. This is what we were. Among whom also we all, had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh. In other words, how we lived, our conversation, our discussions, our living, our culture, all of it, in the lusts of our flesh. What's in it for me? The whole world is based upon this world, the world that's passing, not the world that's eternal. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. The flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Gang, you talk about nature. Oh, nature's so wonderful. Nature's so beautiful. Well, you and I aren't. Not by nature. Not how we come into this world, gang. I mean, I granted, I know there's mercy and grace for those that have never heard about Jesus. Yes, there is mercy and grace. And actually, without mercy and grace, we'd be done for. It's the only thing that got us in. But I'll read that again. Among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. In other words, you fulfill them. The thought comes in, your flesh and your mind want it. They want it. They want it. They want it. And then you fulfill it, whatever it takes to get it. Whatever it takes. I'll lie. I'll cheat. I'll destroy. I'll work 5 jobs. I'll do whatever it takes to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And we're by nature the children of wrath. Children of wrath. You know what that means? God's upset. God is upset. Wrath is God's anger. So just naturally, because we're of the seed of Adam, the seed of deception through Eve and the seed of sin through Adam, that nature that's in us, one generation and Cain is killing Abel. What was it? I don't know. I should know, but what, seven generations? The place was so destroyed. Now I know there's fallen angels involved in that. There's a Nephilim involved in that. But either or, seven generations, God had to destroy everything through water. He even repented that he had made mankind. Repented that he made mankind. I know a lot of people that I run into when I minister. Just the other day it happened. Okay? And the thing was, how can a loving God act like this? And then I'll refer to that verse. Loving God, he was so disgusted with his creation, us, he was mad he even made us. And he had to destroy us all. It's in there, gang. But seeing now, because of his son, because of Jesus Christ, because of the word of God that was put in flesh and had to go through everything as a man, now he has his son that took on our sins. So through his son, he sees us now, washed by the water of the word, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Yes. And I'll hop over to two verses here. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. We deserve death, gang. By nature, we're children of wrath. So next time you think you're going to get on your religious horse, high horse, forget about it. We're all deserving of hell. We came into this earth doomed. But for by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift from God. God, thank you for that gift. Thank you for Lord Jesus taking on my sins at that cross. Teach me, Lord, to take on your mind, not my own mind, but the mind of Christ. Guide me every day in my steps. Remind me, Lord, that I'm a stranger and pilgrim passing through this land, and not to get caught up with family issues or worldly issues or money issues or materialistic issues. Caught up is what I'm saying, Lord. Trapped, netted, enslaved by them. Lord, help me. It's only by your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And amen.